and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As Hurricane Milton churns inexorably toward Florida, federal officials are promising that help will be available after the storm. White House official Tom Perez.
We're thinking through every contingency, and we are going to make sure that we are there for you. We're already there now, and please evacuate if you have been told to do so.
About a dozen states are suing one of the country's most popular apps, New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin.
TikTok has purposefully designed the app's features to prey upon young people's unique psychological vulnerabilities.
TikTok says the claims are inaccurate and misleading. President Biden is setting a 10-year deadline for cities to replace lead pipes and make drinking water safe for all.
Over the years, we've only chipped away at the problem. But chipping at a problem hasn't fully solved it. It's taken too long. It hasn't been given a high enough priority until now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing a rule mandating that most of the nation's lead water pipes be removed within 10 years. President Biden made the announcement today in Milwaukee.
And over the years, we've only chipped away at the problem. But chipping at a problem hasn't fully solved it. It's taken too long. It hasn't been given a high enough priority until now.
Lead pipes are durable and rust-proof, but they also leak poison into the water they carry. It's especially bad for the development of children's brains. A couple from Sun Prairie is charged with child neglect in the death of their baby boy. Prosecutors say Devarius Keys and Terrence Strait fed the baby almond milk against their doctor's orders and didn't feed him at all often enough. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings for Wednesday, October 9th, in Wood County, the Village of Buren Water Committee will meet at 7 a.m. and their Finance Committee at 7:30. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 8 a.m. The Southwood County Airport Commission will also meet at 8 a.m. The Town of Rome will have their RTC Subcommittee meeting at 1 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30. The Water Works and Lighting Commission at 2. The McMillan Memorial Library Finance Committee will meet at 4:30 and the Building and Grounds Committee at 5. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their Village Board meeting at 7 p.m. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4 and the Public Library Board meeting will be held at 4:30. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory Committee will meet at 9 a.m. as well as the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bright and beautiful again today with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. With clear skies tonight, temperatures could crash cold once again, with areas of frost as lows fall to the mid-30s. Otherwise, we'll be under a ton of sunshine again tomorrow with high temperatures on repeat, back to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes! Inside the 30-yard line!
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
That's how you create a program, that's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tryngvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a Hump Day edition.
Hump Day!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today at 4:30, it's Realty Radio with David Farnborough. We're going to talk real estate, talk a little bit about AI in real estate, and some other fun stuff with David at 4:30 today. Right now, in studio, we have our good friend, Promis Bakken, in with us, Marketing and Communications Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promis, good to have you with us.
Good morning.
How you been?
Good. I've been really busy.
I can only imagine. You guys are always busy over yeah. there, and especially, I imagine, what's on your plate. We got a lot to talk about today. Let's dive right into some upcoming networking events.
Right. So our next upcoming networking event is on October 21st, and that is our networking at night. It's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's over at Hotel Mead this time. So Hotel Mead is hosting networking at night, and it's just an event that's great for networking with other professionals in the area and just kind of make those connections outside of working hours. So we have that once a month, and this month's at Hotel Mead.
And who is this open to, Promis?
It's open to, you know, the public in general, mm-hmm. but we're kind of hoping to have more people that are interested in becoming members of the chamber or networking with other businesses in the town.
And this is a really good opportunity to kind of get an idea of what it's like to be a chamber member.
Yeah.
And not only from other chamber members, but from you guys yourselves to be able to ask questions in person and a lot of that, along with all the networking that you were mentioning before that I don't know anybody that, well, I can't, I've had enough networking. Like,
right.
You can't have enough chances to connect with people, to connect with your community. And the best businesses are people that are in touch with their community. And,
right.
and really in the know. And this is one of the ways you do that is by being out there in the community. Along with all that, the Hotel Mead, beautiful place to have an event. You can't go wrong having an event over at the Hotel Mead. So just a win-win kind of situation. Again, that's coming up in just a little bit, October 21st from 5 to 7. If people want more information, go to their website, WisconsinRabbitsChamber.com. Women in Business Luncheon, another great opportunity coming up, Promis.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. So we had our Women in Business Luncheon last year, and we had like a full house, and we also had people that were, you know, after it was sold out, we still had people interested. So we actually expanded the area that we're going to host it in this year. It's still going to be over at Mid-State Technical College, but we're going to use a different part of their building. But this event is on November 15th and is sponsored by Mid-State Technical College, Enbridge, Marshfield Clinic, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Security Health Plan, Domtar, and NRG Media. So again, November 15th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mid-State. Registration is now open. So if you're a chamber member, registration is $35. If you're not a member, it's $45. And then we are also opening it up to the MSTC students this year. And that is $25 for those students. And the event comes with a lunch. And there's going to be time to network with other people there. And then our keynote speaker for the day is Dr. Shelley Mondyke. She is the president of Mid-State Technical College, and she'll be discussing empowering voices, you know, how to lead with purpose and passion. And I'm really excited to listen to her. I've heard some of her other speaking opportunities, and she is a great speaker, and she can really engage you. And I'm just so excited to see her at one of our events. I'm also excited because there's going to be door prizes and a 50-50 raffle. So register soon because we are closing on November 5th.
Excellent. It's interesting. I have had the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants on the last couple of weeks. And one of the things we've talked about on air and off air is there just not being enough opportunities for women to support women in society and showering that and championing that. Here is an event right here that is designed for that and really does that. Not only do you have a great location for this one and a great opportunity with this and expanding that opportunity for not just chamber members, but non-members and the MSTC kids. I think that's a great opportunity. Yeah. Young kids getting be involved in this. A wonderful keynote speaker. I couldn't agree with you more. Dr. Shelley is a great talker and a smart talker. She really is good at what she does, very charismatic, as well as really getting good information out there. So that is wonderful in itself. But all of these things, and you're going to feed people? Like, that's a great event. Yes. That's a great event right there. And again, women supporting women, something that this community does very well and that we look for more and more opportunities of. That's really cool. It's a very fun opportunity, wonderful opportunity. Make sure to spread the word about this one, everybody. And again, we will tell you how to register before we wrap up with Promise today. But wonderful event. Thank you for bringing that to us, Promise. We have some upcoming workforce programs and events around the corner as well. The Business Expo every year seems to sneak up on me. I know your guys' schedule, but this one keeps it's such a good event. And I always that's coming up right around the corner. This is a good one.
Yeah. So our Business Expo, well, I think the reason why it might be sneaking up on you is because we didn't have it the last couple of
years. That's what it was. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the timing and everything. So this year we're actually able to have it. It's the first time back after 3 years. We're super excited about it. We have about, 40 booths participating. It's going to be held over at the Elks Lodge. It kind of filled up a little bit faster than we anticipated. And, the venue space is smaller. We wanted to keep it smaller for the first time back after a couple of years. We have some great sponsors for it. It's U.S. Bank, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Samuels Group, McCain's, Marshfield Clinic, the Wisconsin Rapids Center, Quality Plus Printing, and NRG Media. Great sponsors for it. And it's actually happening today.
Yeah.
And it is open from business to business networking from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. For that one, just bring your business card to show us that you're there to network for businesses. And then you can get in. And then at 4 o'clock, we are going to open it to the general public so they can come in and explore what businesses have to offer in the area. So that way our booths that have registered and are participating in the event have the opportunity to showcase their products and services to other members of the community. Mm-hmm. And it's also just great for networking with other area businesses and making those connections again. And we are also handing out bags so you can go around and collect goodies from each table. So those bags are available until they're gone. Again, today from, 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids here. If you need more information for that one, we can you can go visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call. We might not be answering our phones frequently today because we are all going to be at the Business Expo today.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of separating this business to business, 2 to 4, and then kind of opening it up to more 4 to 6. That 2 to 4 time really gives opportunity for these businesses to really work together hand in hand and maybe share a little bit more of a more intimate, more private conversation or just to be able to hear each other. When you open it up to the public, you bring everybody in, you're giving so many more opportunities for those organic connections, those people that you just normally wouldn't maybe run into, and your business has a chance to get seen or heard by other people that may not hear it otherwise. In years past, I had forgotten about the expo not being around as often in the last couple of years because this was such a big event when it was going on. So it's great to hear the response. Great to see it over at the Elks Lodge, a wonderful establishment. Love our friends over at the Elks Lodge. And this is, again, you know, something that we've touched on already a couple of times, another opportunity for networking.
Yep.
But this is such an integral part of being a chamber member and that networking part and the opportunities for that. I was recently, I was talking to not a recent chamber member, but somebody who joined in the last year, Shyler from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect. Wonderful, wonderful lady. She takes darn good care of my hair, and there ain't many people that can do that.
Right.
She is a genius with my hair. I was talking with her, and I asked her this, and I told her straight up. I'm like, this is just between us. I don't have to share this publicly, but how is it going being a chamber member? But I couldn't even finish the sentence. Yeah. She just immediately, I love the chamber. Aww. The chamber has been so helpful to me. And she just kind of went on and on about it and everything. And she told me right away, she's like, you go ahead and spread the word about that. I love the chamber. When you are a part of this, you are not only getting those opportunities to network that you may not have otherwise, to have your business seen or heard by people that wouldn't otherwise. Right. Being honest, I was very honest with her. I might not have seen her business if she hadn't been on the air with me. And she was on the air with me because she became a new chamber member.
Yeah.
These things connect, and you just never know who might get turned on by your business that wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
It's a wonderful opportunity with all of that. The other thing that came up in the conversation with her is when you are a chamber member, you are showing support to your community. You are showing that you you believe in local. You believe in buying local, supporting local.
Right.
And that chamber membership shows that to the rest of the community. When you show up to events like the Business Expo or these things, you are showing the community it's PR that you can't buy.
Right.
It's not only a great chance for you to be seen, but the people that see you as a part of the community.
Right. I totally agree with you on that. I'm so excited for the Business Expo today. It'll be my first one
in my career,
so I'm really excited to experience it myself. So,
well, we don't want to keep it too long. I want you to be able to get down there and check it out. We've got the Network Exchange also coming up. I wanted to touch on this a little bit.
Yeah, so our Network Exchange for Safety Professionals is coming up on October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This one's going to be located over at Urkel Worldwide in Port Edwards. Chris Bartek and Urkel leaders will be, they'll be discussing hazard recognition and reporting. So if you're in a safety role or a business owner and you need to brush up on some of those topics, this is a great place to come and get more educated related to workplace safety in your business. This one, registration does close on October 16th. And if you do plan to go to this one, I hear that you're supposed to wear long pants and closed-toe shoes because of the safety issues, requirements that Urkel Worldwide has. So I think they're going to give a plant tour as well.
Dress safely for this event. Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And a good note on that. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. This is another one of those events that everything I was just saying about the chamber, you add to this and are part of this. Because it's not just all those things I mentioned, but also getting information out there and connecting people that the chamber does so well.
Yeah.
You mentioned some really good points there as far as re-upping your self rehashing some of these safety skills or requirements that there are.
Yeah.
There are people out there starting new businesses and looking to start new businesses that also would be benefited, I think, by going to this and just updating yourself and knowing, hey, what does OSHA require? What are some of the requirements for my business? Every business is going to have different ones.
Right.
Here's a great opportunity not only to do that, but you don't have to throw it into a search engine. You could just talk to somebody.
Right.
You actually talk to a real person.
Yeah, somebody with experience in the area, and that's what the intentions of these network exchanges are meant to provide, a resource for our members and people who own businesses in the area. So smaller businesses may not have a safety department, so where do you go to talk to other professionals in that industry, and how do you know that you're in line with the expectations for your business? So this is a great opportunity to get together with other safety professionals in the area and ask them questions, and then also get a little bit more educated on hazard recognition and reporting for some of the bigger companies that are out there as well.
You know, and these are all things that a rising tide raises all boats. And the more we share information with other businesses and each other, the more we bring each other up, our whole community gets brought up. And our economy is better and et cetera, et cetera. There's some other stuff we wanted to make sure to talk about, too. Like we have our member of the month of October.
Yeah, so our member of the month is Rapids Homes, and it's owned and operated by David Farnborough.
I'm a little familiar with him. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this. He decided to open up his own business, and he named it Rapids Homes, and he became a chamber member. So he's a new real estate agency in Wisconsin Rapids. And the great thing about him is that, you know, he's really customer focused. He's really he zones in on providing excellent customer service for both buyers and sellers, and he kind of goes a little bit above and beyond expectations to meet those needs of those people that he's working with. The great thing about him, you had mentioned him earlier about like his AI and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I had a chance to witness some of that, and it's really fascinating. And, you know, if you're out of town or if you are looking at a location, I don't know, in Alabama or something mm-hmm. like that, and mm-hmm. there's the opportunity to potentially have virtual tours now yeah. with him. And I'm just super excited for him. He's just been really, he's been a member for many, many years. But, you know, now that he has his own business, he's continuing his membership. And I'm just really great that he's in town and that he's offering these services to people in the area, you know, especially with like the market out there. It can get a little tricky sometimes. And mm-hmm. he's just really great with that. He's, you know, when I'm looking to buy, I will definitely be using him in the future because I had questions, you know, and wasn't even in the position to be buying, but he was just very like thorough and mm-hmm. informational and gave me a lot of like information that I am using now when I'm just kind of like browsing the market. So, mm-hmm. yeah. He's great.
Great to hear. Yeah. And we're looking forward to diving into this with David in just a little bit when he joins us on the show here.
Yeah.
But I agree with everything you were saying there. And it shows something that David continues his membership with the chamber. It shows yep. the benefits of being a chamber member and along with being able to, you know, highlight his area along with his own business. You're yeah. able to do two things at once with that. That's it's really good to hear and a great choice. Great choice yeah. for October Member of the Month, Rapids Homes. We'll be talking more about that with David Farnborough in just a little bit. I did want to get into the legislative breakfast, remind everybody about this great event coming up.
Yeah, legislative breakfast. This is a big one for anybody that's interested in, you know, answering or asking some questions to some of our local representatives. We did invite a big list of everybody. You can check out that list on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. I know that my boss yesterday, Stacy Keevy, had mentioned that she had a really big name that confirmed that they're coming. I can't remember it off the top of my head, unfortunately, but she was pretty excited about it. This is on October 18th. From 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. over at Mid-State Technical College. And we have some great sponsors for this one as well. Mid-State Technical College, of course, U.S. Bank, Findorf, and Domtar.
Yeah, I looking at the website, I haven't seen who has been confirmed yet, but I do see that all the big names have been invited.
Yep.
Every senator and representative and candidate and our own governor, along with local government leaders, have all been invited.
Yep.
So I think that it's pretty fair to say I know this just from talking to them and them being a part of the event in years past, Senator Teston, Representative Krug, mm-hmm. If they are available, they will be there.
Yep.
I'm very confident of that. And certainly some of our others will be hoping to be there. In this day and age where we are constantly, especially in this medium that we're in right here, Promise, we're constantly fighting misinformation and how to help how people can have more trusted news and trust the news that they're hearing and giving people an opportunity to talk face to face to these individuals. There's nobody in between. It's just you and this individual. That's one of the ways we're able to do that is having moments like this, having opportunities like this. I thank the Chamber very much for hosting this event, for having an event like this, giving our community and our these constituents for these representatives an opportunity to ask these questions.
Right.
And really put your put your vote where your mouth is, you know? Yeah. And I mean, be informed voter, be smart voter, and get out there and vote and take in this event beforehand.
Right. You know, and, you know, with the chamber being a bipartisan organization, we still like to offer, you know, the opportunity for the community to ask, you know, our leaders, you know, questions. So we do have some prepared questions that we're going to ask. But at the end of the event, we're going to open the floor for any other questions that the audience might have. But registration is now open and it will close on October 11th. So that's pretty soon here. Mm-hmm. And it's 35 for members, 45 with non-members, and it comes with a breakfast. And then, oh, let's see here. It's over at Mid-State Technical College on October 18th from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And registration is open online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or you can give us a call at 715-423-1830.
You guys do a great job feeding people at these events, too. Yeah. I always hear good things about the food. Yeah. Always hear good things.
Yeah.
And I do want to send a shout-out to your moderator, Craig Tim, for this event.
Oh,
Craig
yeah.
does an amazing
yes.
job with
yep.
these. It's not an easy gig. He does a good job mm-hmm. with them. And a shout-out to him. When it comes to all of these events that Promise and I have been talking about, if you'd like to register, you'd like to find out more, how can they do that, Promise?
Yep. You can always visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And the best place to look is to click the events tab and then right on our calendar there, you'll be able to cruise through month to month and see which event you would like to go to, and just click that day, and then you'll open up the event and you'll be able to register from there.
It's really simple. They have a fantastic website. It's so easy to navigate. Even yeah. I can do it. It's a really good website. And I mentioned the website in part because while Promise and I have filled these 20 minutes with a lot of jam-packed yeah. stuff and a lot of great events, we've only scratched the surface, everybody.
Yeah.
There's so much that our chamber does. If you're interested in how the chamber could be beneficial to you, I encourage you to go there. You can find out more information about that. If you're looking for advocacy opportunities, there's more information there about that. Volunteering in your community. There's a lot yep. of information there about it. If you are looking for work or looking to hire people,
right.
There are opportunities right there with the chamber and being able to do that. The chamber is a resource that is just waiting
yeah.
for you. Just go ahead and make sure to tap into that resource and use that. Mm-hmm. Promise, if people want to contact you and have more follow-up questions for you, how can they reach you?
You can always email me at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give my direct line a call at 715-422-4856.
And remember, not only is the Chamber's website something you should bookmark, but encourage you to follow them on social media as well.
Yes.
It's such an easy way to be able to not only find out what's going mm-hmm. on in your community, but to share this information on your pages.
Yes.
And you just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. And
yep.
it's a great way of buying local, supporting local, and something we can all do very simply. It's just,
yep.
just hitting that share button and making sure that other people might see some of these events. Again, find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Always a good time talking with
yeah.
you, Promise. Thank you so much for joining us. Say hi to the team over there, and we will talk with you all soon.
All right. See you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released a million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the Internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Early detection of diseases can be life-saving, preventing serious illnesses before they develop. Having an annual exam with your primary care provider can keep you up to date on important health screenings. These screenings happen at certain ages, but some individuals are at an increased risk based on several factors.
Other things that can be important is their family history. So if your parents, your brother, your sister, aunts, uncles, or grandparents have certain medical conditions, that can put you at increased risk of disease as well.
That's Christy Wagner, MD and family medicine physician at Aspirus Health. She said they're having to screen for some diseases at younger ages.
Individuals have been getting colon cancer at younger and younger ages.
Dr. Wagner said understanding the risks and benefits of screenings can put patients at ease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful again today with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. With clear skies tonight, temperatures could crash cold once again with areas of frost as lows fall to the mid-30s. Otherwise, we'll be under a ton of sunshine again tomorrow with high temperatures on repeat back to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, this week's Climate Check with Melissa Baldoff does a fact check on this EV mandate that Donald Trump keeps complaining about.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio David Farnborough, and it's Realty Radio. David, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Good to be here, James.
It's great to have you with us, and to the audience that are used to us talking real estate a little bit in other another named segment. This is a new branded version of this segment. Great name, by the way. Nicely done by you. Looking forward to this, David. And one thing that I've talked about with real estate many times, and I think the biggest thing I learned is that real estate is such a reputation business, and how much of your reputation relies on this. And when it comes to being a new business starting out, I can only imagine that that has, you know, some things that you have to do to accomplish to get there. But it has to help when you come in with an established reputation already, a solid reputation already with doing this. So one of the things I want to dive into with you, David, is now how that reputation plays into starting a new business and what it takes to start up a new business in this game, in the real estate game.
Absolutely. Now, as realtors, we do invest quite heavily in advertising, and some of that is obviously marketing ourselves as real estate companies, but also, of course, marketing the homes that we're selling. Now, the thing that has surprised me somewhat is how much of my business has not come through the advertising I've put out, but just through my personal contacts. And as you say, this is all about reputation. So over the years since I've been in Wisconsin Rapids, I have built a reputation through other businesses I've been involved with. I have been involved with newspapers. I've been involved with photography. And I've also been involved with a lot of nonprofits, volunteering and being on the boards. And all those things have helped to get people to know me personally, so that they know that they can trust me. And trust is really very important.
I think that's a great note on, you know, certainly if you were, I look at the real estate agencies that you trust out there, look at the people that you trust out there. Oftentimes it is, you don't just know them from their business. You know them because they're on a board or they volunteer at an event or you see them at local events or anything. It adds to the business. It adds to your reputation. That's a great point on that. And it speaks to the trust that we have, whether it's subconscious or not, in this industry and the people that we work with in it. And then there's, of course, the things that you mentioned were very well noted. And then there's word of mouth. That also is a big part of this. And there's another one where that word of mouth gets spread a lot more if you're seen by more people, if you're known by more people in the community. You come into this, as I mentioned, with not only that wonderful accent, but more importantly, a reputation that the community knows. The community has seen you, trusted you for many years, they have. So going into this, I think as somebody from the outside, I would think, well, this seems like a no-brainer to do this. Of course you would start your own kind of, but this took some heart, took some thought and everything to do this, and it certainly took a lot of steps.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, when you're a realtor, in almost all cases, you are working as a contractor with a brokerage. So having my own business is not something I'm new to. I first started working in real estate when I was 18, back in the 1980s. I remember them. And high interest rates were a real problem then.
And hairspray.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes,
both
yes.
Of them.
And hairspray used to trouble me a little more then than it does now. But in the 1980s, I started working in real estate in the UK. I was working more on the legal side. But actually, a lot of what I was doing then is very similar to what I'm doing now as a realtor. And I worked in that industry for 23 years and built up a good reputation. As you say, it's a reputation business. And then when I came to Rapids, I wanted to try other things. So I worked, as I said, in newspapers, photography. I did a little bit of radio as well. But then I went back into real estate in 2018. I realized that this was something that I really wanted to do, and I worked as a contractor. Mm-hmm. So I worked as a contractor, and I always thought I'd love to have my own brokerage, mm-hmm. but I knew I needed the experience, and so I worked with two real estate brokerages. And then after that, I thought, yes, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Now I can do this on my own.
And now that you're at this stage, what were the steps that you had to do to kind of establish Rapids Homes, which is the name of David's new company, not a new company, but your outfit here, Rapids Homes?
Yes. There are a lot of steps involved. I did actually engage a business consultant and also put together a business plan. There's a lot of planning. It's taken months to get everything ready. I also consulted with some other realtors in the area who had set up independent brokerages because I thought it was good to benefit from their experience. And thankfully, all the realtors in the area have been really friendly and supportive. This is not a business where we're sniping at each other. So that was a big help. I did have to set up an LLC. Mm-hmm. With that go things like getting your EIN from the IRS. You also have to set up a business bank account. You have to get insurance. This is most important to protect myself and my clients. You need to get errors and omissions insurance. Mm. There are a lot of mortgage lenders who won't work with me unless I've got that. Mm-hmm. I had to get a brokerage license from the state. So I've already got a real estate salesperson license. I've got my real estate broker license, but I needed a third license for the actual brokerage.
It's a lot of licenses and so wallet. That's
it,
a lot.
It is. And that was perhaps the most frustrating thing because I couldn't apply for that until I'd left my previous brokerage. And they were not the fastest to deal with at the state of Wisconsin. So that was something I had to do. There's been a lot of changes I've had to make on websites. So I've had to go into all the official websites, so the National Realtors Association and the State Association. I've had to contact them and have those changes made by them. Things like ZillowRealtor.com, mm-hmm. even the Chamber website, everywhere I've had to go in and make the changes because I don't want anybody, even someone who's going to look on Yelp, mm-hmm. yes, people do still use that, to find details of me mm-hmm. at an old brokerage. I want them to know about Rapids Homes. So there's been a lot of planning with that. Also, I've had to put together marketing materials, had to create a logo. I did that initially myself. Then I worked with a colleague who's a designer, Steve Livernash, who's great at those things. And he helped put the finishing touches, get just the right colors that show up on the signs. That's another thing. I had to have the signs made, business cards. I had to get a whole load of lock boxes from the Central Wisconsin Real Estate MLS. So I've got the special digital lock boxes, which can only be accessed by members or affiliates of the local MLS. And that's just so we for security, so we can track people going in and out of the homes that we're selling. So, yeah, there's been a lot. And I'm pleased to say I've had a lot of support from my wife, my family, from the Chamber. I know you were just talking to them, and they've been absolutely wonderful. But also from my fellow realtors, and that's really heartwarming.
I want to come back to that when we have a chance, David. But I do want to hit on something that you've kind of brought up. You brought up before, and we've talked about before. When it comes to this industry, you mentioned previous jobs, other things that you did. And I know that a lot of those you enjoyed. I know that you're very good at them as well. But it's not surprising for those of us, and I think we know each other fairly well, that the people that know you to know that you would go into this industry, that this is where you would end up, if you will. While this is such a good business and it's a good industry to be a part of, you can make a good living at, it's also an opportunity to really help people, to really be there for people. It's interesting you mentioned the Chamber. Promise and I were talking a little bit about this when it comes to you, when it comes to real estate. And I actually, the last time I saw my daughter, we were talking and you came up. Because my oldest daughter, Bria, is a does wedding services.
Oh, yes.
You know, marries people and everything. And she does this not really for a religious reason, but more so she loves being a part of people's special day and just being kind of like a fly on the wall in a way and bringing people together and some of those things. And it made me think of a lot of what you've mentioned about real estate. And the idea of the person finding the right home and helping people make this purchase and helping people have something that so many of us look forward to. And it's oftentimes the biggest purchase any of us will ever make. And helping people find that right fit and getting them in the good place with that.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And for me, I had realized that I did a bit of calculation and worked out that with everyone I helped when I was in real estate in the UK and everybody I've worked with since 2018, I have probably helped about 6,000 people buy or sell homes, which is astonishing when you think about it.
Yeah.
Now, it is, as you say, the biggest investment most of us will make in our lives. But it's not just a financial transaction. Yes, I want to make sure that people they get good value for money and that their investment is protected. But it's more about people's life changes. So every house move is usually for a reason that's unconnected with money. Once in a while it's money motivated, but most of the time it's because people need an extra room, they've had an extra child, or they're downsizing, or maybe it's their first home. And all these life changes can be stressful, but if you have someone who really cares holding your hand and giving you the best advice, it can reduce that stress.
I mentioned the reputation part of this business. In part, for one, it's a way to start the show. I'll admit that. But it's also such an integral part of all business. All business is a reputation business, really, when it comes right down to it. But this one is a little more intimate in many ways because of the personalism of it, because of how important a home is to a person. So it becomes even more meaningful to trust your realtor, to be able to go to somebody that you know knows the area and trust the area and has an understanding of that. And when it comes to that, that's information. And while one person's going to know something, another person might know a little bit more than another. So you mentioned earlier about getting support from the other realtors in this area and everything, and the sharing of information. And that only makes our area that much stronger. It doesn't hurt anybody's business. It only brings people up. A rising tide raises all boats. We've learned this from our nonprofits in this area. When I was a kid and I first moved here, we would see a lot of crabs in a barrel kind of thing with a lot of our nonprofits and a lot of our businesses. Over the years, that really grew and changed to where, okay, we're going to cover this, you guys cover that. Or, oh, we're covering something similar, let's work together. And it's not surprising that a pandemic happens, and this area survives that a lot better than others. We are stronger together. And it's not just nonprofits, it's all of our businesses. And to hear an industry that I think to a lot of us that are on the outside looking in, well, that's probably pretty competitive. To hear the sharing of that, to hear the camaraderie of that, only strengthens our community. It doesn't hurt anybody, it only strengthens us. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yes, it is competitive. And the competitive edge isn't taken off by the fact that we are professional colleagues who support one another. The competitive nature of it is actually better for us, and it's better for the consumer because it means that we always try and do better. And, you know, sometimes one realtor might see something that another realtor's doing and think, hey, I can do that. I can give a better service. So it's better for everyone if we do that. The other aspect to it is that when you're in a real estate sales situation, you often have a buyer's realtor and a seller's realtor, and we have to work together all the time. And what makes it easier to work together is that we do have a reputation. We have reputation, you know, around here. My realtor colleagues have a reputation for being friendly and professional. And I think those two things combined make for a good experience.
With Rapids Homes, David, what are you hoping to kind of bring to the community and do with this great new outfit that you've started, this great business?
Well, it's in the name, really. Rapids Homes is my focus. So it is based in Wisconsin Rapids, and this is the primary community that I'm servicing, although I do also do a number of sales in the local municipalities. So I usually sell a house or two in Marshfield a year, in Stevens Point and in the town of Rome, and also the smaller communities closer to here, like Vesper, Biren, Pittsville and Port Edwards. So Rapids is the focus of it, and homes is also the focus. So it's primarily residential, but I can do commercial as well. So that's not excluded. That was something I had to deal with when I took out my insurance. I had to make sure I was covered to do commercial property sales as well and rentals. So Rapids Homes is exactly what it says. It's homes in Wisconsin Rapids. So my concentration is in this area. I do know the area very well. Even though I sound like I've just got off the boat, I have lived here now for 16 years. I know the area and its history very well. I know which areas might give you a house that's more affordable. I know the history of the houses when they were built. You know, if someone shows me a house, I can say, yep, that was a mill house built in the 1940s. I can say, yes, I can tell by looking at this house that it's a prefab built in 1970, or I can tell if it's something that was built in, you know, more recent times. And, you know, certainly what I need to look out for in terms of potential problems.
Yeah, it's not just a great name. It's also a very tells you exactly what David's focus is, where he's able to put his microscopic focus onto when it comes to getting you your right, the home and the home that you're looking for here in the Rapids area. You mentioned the chamber, David. I did want to take a second to just touch on that, because when Promise was in, we brought you, you were Rapids Home is their business of October. So we were talking about that a little bit. And she was mentioning that you've been a chamber member before and for a while, and I always like to give a chance to let people, chamber members, touch on why they are a chamber member and why they continue to be a chamber member.
Yeah, initially I joined the chamber as an individual, and it was before I started any business. I would love to go to the events. It was a very good way to network. It was a good way to get to know people in the community. And then when I started my first business here, which was photography, it was useful to expose my services to other businesses in the community, and also to other people who weren't necessarily businesses but who could use my services. I do think the chamber is very good value for money. Just this month, or in the last couple of weeks, I've had a ribbon cutting, and I'm business of the month, so I really can't complain that they're not giving me wonderful service. But even without that, there's so many things. You know, I think every month of the year they have an event, and it's probably more than that, because they usually do one of their business after hours every month, and they have other things less frequently, like the downtown grand affair, mm-hmm. and today we have the business expo. Yeah. There's just so many opportunities.
When it all the things David said, 100%, along with the idea, David, of showing that you support your community, that you're a part of the community, and being a chamber member often does that. It shows I'm supporting local, I am a part of local, and this means something to me. So all the things you said, along with that on top of it, and it can encourage people enough to be a part of the chamber and reach out to the chamber to find out more. David, with your business, if people want to contact you, or do you have a website up yet? Are you on social media yet?
Yeah, actually, I have two websites. The one I've had for about 5 years is rapidshomes.com. And when I was thinking of a name for the business, I thought, well, why don't I just use the domain name I've had for a long time? You know, I spent a lot of time racking my brains trying to think of a good name for the business, and I thought, well, I've got it already, rapidshomes.com. So you can find me on rapidshomes.com, or you can text or call 715-323-8594, and you can also find me on the Chamber website, because I'm on there.
And be sure to, when you find these things, bookmark them, share them on your social media. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. Buy local, support local, everybody. And David's going to be joining us once a month going forward here, at least for a little while here and everything. We're looking forward to that. And one of the things that I think we have an opportunity with this to be able to do, David, is really dive into topics involving real estate that we don't always get a chance to. We don't always find the time to or the ability to. One of the things that I wanted to be able to get into with you that you brought up in our notes is AI on real estate and how that affects real estate going forward. I think we could use some time on that one. We've got like seconds left for this one.
Yeah.
So I would love to get into that with you in the future. I think that's a really interesting topic.
Yeah, that is something where we can really enhance the service that we give to the public. And I do think it is something that merits a longer discussion time. So yes, yeah. Maybe I'll come back next month and we can talk about it.
It seems like a deal. All right, we'll do that. I'm looking forward to it already. Always look forward to you being in studio and hanging out with us, David. Thank you so much again for the time. One more time, if you wouldn't mind, how can people get in touch with you if they would like to find out more?
Well, they can also find me on Facebook. I'm under David Farnborough Realtor. Very easy to find with a quick search.
Thanks for the time, David. We'll talk again real soon, and we'll have another episode next month of Realty Radio right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking to Attorney General Eric Holder. We'll discuss Trump's unchecked power grab under Project 2025 and Vice President Harris's new way forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Category 5 Hurricane Milton is about 24 hours away from hitting Florida's Gulf Coast. This woman lives in Boynton Beach on the Atlantic coast, but she was still picking up sandbags.
I live close to the water, and I have a lot of sliding doors that I want to get prepared for because I am worried about flooding. I'm in a flood zone.
The Pentagon is continuing to help in the recovery from Hurricane Helene. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
We've deployed over 1,500 active duty soldiers, helping with emergency route clearance, rotary wing search and rescue, and the delivery of food, water, and other needed resources to residents in the hardest affected areas in western North Carolina.
In Game 1 of the 1975 World Series, Red Sox versus the Reds, he pitched magnificent.
Louis Tion, with the help of a six-run seventh, spins a five-hit shutout to give the Sox the victory.
Deck, they played a flawless game.
Louis Tiant died at his home. He was 83. CBS News Brief.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing a rule mandating that most of the nation's lead water pipes be removed within 10 years. President Biden made the announcement today in Milwaukee.
And over the years, we've only chipped away at the problem. But chipping at a problem hasn't fully solved it. It's taken too long. It hasn't been given a high enough priority until now.
Lead pipes are durable and rust-proof, but they also leak poison into the water they carry. It's especially bad for the development of children's brains. A couple from Sun Prairie is charged with child neglect in the death of their baby boy. Prosecutors say Devarius Keys and Terrence Strait fed the baby almond milk against their doctor's orders and didn't feed him at all often enough. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings for Wednesday, October 9th, in Wood County, the Village of Buren Water Committee will meet at 7 a.m. and their Finance Committee at 7:30. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 8 a.m. The Southwood County Airport Commission will also meet at 8 a.m. The Town of Rome will have their RTC Subcommittee meeting at 1 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30. The Waterworks and Lighting Commission at 2. The McMillan Memorial Library Finance Committee will meet at 4:30 and the Building and Grounds Committee at 5. The Village of Port Edwards will hold their Village Board meeting at 7 p.m. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4 and the Public Library Board meeting will be held at 4:30. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory Committee will meet at 9 a.m. as well as the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers back at home.